Today is lesson number 48 in our study of Mishnayos Terumos. We're continuing to study Perek Yud Aleph, Mishneh Gimel and Dalet, the 11th Perek, the 3rd and 4th Mishnayos. We discussed already yesterday in our discussion of the second Mishnah in this Perek that there was a great distinction between the liquids known as yayin and shemen, the liquids known as wine and oil, which are derived from grapes and olives, because those liquids have the full halacha of the fruit itself. The Torah it says, tirosh yitzor, that wine and oil are truma, are subject to the laws of truma, etc. However, the juices of other fruits, classical examples, are honey made from dates, or yayin, a type of wine made from apples, something like our apple juice or apple cider. These do not have the same halacha as the fruit itself, especially if one follows the ruling of Rabbi Yehoshua in the earlier Mishnah, who says that if a zor drinks those liquids, the cider or the honey of dates, bishogeg, a zor drinks the bishogeg, he's potter, has no halacha of truma whatsoever. Our Mishnah expands upon this distinction between yayin and shemen, between the liquids wine and oil, and other liquids from other fruits. So the Mishnah says, since a kohen is not permitted to be mafsid es hatruma, a kohen cannot take the truma in his hands, from his hand, which is in his hands, in his property, in his possession, and lower it in value, destroy it in any way. So therefore, if a kohen has dates or apples or sisvanios, autumn grapes, of truma, he cannot make them into ein osin timorim devash, he cannot make honey from those dates, v'lo tapuchin yayin, nor can he make wine, cider, from these apples, v'lo sisvonio schometz, nor can he make vinegar from these autumn grapes. U'sha'or kol ha'peros, and the same thing is true with any other type of fruit, ein mishanin oson mibir yoson. You're not allowed to take oranges, grapefruits, pineapples, pomegranates, whatever. A kohen cannot take those objects, if they are truma, and make them into juices. U'sha'or kol ha'peros, ein mishanin oson mibir yoson. They cannot be changed from their natural state, batruma uva ma'aser sheni, if these fruits are truma or ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser sheni shares with truma this halacha that it can only be eaten in the proper manner if it's a solid, drunk in the proper manner if it's a fluid, or used as ointment or anointing oil if it is something which is normally used for an ointment of some sort. But otherwise, to take things which are not normally crushed into juices, squeezed into juices, which for the Mishnah means everything except for olives and grapes, you cannot do that. Elazesim va'anovim b'lvad. It is only olives and grapes that can be reduced, so to speak, can be squeezed into their juices, wine, and oil. Now the Mishnah goes further and says other halachos about the juices of these other fruits. Ein sofkin arboim mishum orla. Suppose you have an orange tree, an apple tree, a pear tree in the first 3 years of its growth. You cannot eat those apples or pears or what's my other example, or oranges. However, if you have the juice, the orange juice, the apple juice, the pear juice of the orla trees, ein sof genarboi mishum orla. There's no malchus, there's no chiyuv min ha-Torah upon that. Elo al ha-yotzei min ha-zeisim min ho-anovim. With the exception of olive oil or wine of a tree, a grape tree, a vine, or an olive tree in the first 3 years of its growth. That's how far the halacha goes. The fruit is orla. The juice, the meperos, not orla. Similarly, the mitzvah of bikurim. When you bring the first fruits, you bring the first fruits, olives, grapes, dates, figs, pomegranates, right? But you do not bring pomegranate juice or date honey as bikurim. You do, however, bring olive oil and wine as bikurim. So ve'ein mevi'in bikurim mashkim. What cannot bring bikurim in liquid form, pomegranate juice, honey of dates, Elohayotze min hazesim min ho'anovim, except for olive oil and wine. Ve'eino mitamei mishum mashke. This is following the opinion of Rabbi Yahushua in the previous Mishnah Beis, that to be machshir, to serve as a liquid, to moisten an object so that it becomes susceptible for tumah, none of the fruit juices can qualify, and none of fruit juices can become tome, can receive the tumah in the state of a liquid, with the exception of olive oil, which can be machshir lekabel tumah, and wine, which can be machshir lekabel tumah. They do make it on the list of seven, but not orange juice and apple cider and date honey. Finally, when it comes to liquids brought upon the Mizbeach, upon the altar in the Beis HaMikdash, there are no liquids offered, water being an exception, and olive oil and wine being an exception. But nowhere do we find orange juice, apple juice, date honey, etc. In fact, it's at Lav in the Torah, Kol Sa'or V'chol Dvash Lo Saktiru. You're not allowed to put upon the Mizbeach in any way as an offering to God any liquid with the exception of olives, meaning olive oil, and grapes, meaning wine. Ein makriven al gabei hamizbeach, elo hayotze min hazeisim umin hoanovim. This is Mishnah Gimel. Proceeding now to Mishnah Dalet. An interesting halacha. Suppose you have te'enim, which are figs, grogros, which are dried figs, and kelisim are some type of a sweet fruit. We're not quite sure of their identity, but these various fruits have stems by which they are attached to the tree. Woody, hard stems, and that's by which they're attached to the tree. So the figs, or the kelisim, of course, are truma. But what about, and similarly for cheruvim, cheruvim is what we call buxa, carob, C-A-R-O-B, also is attached to the tree with a kind of a woody stem. So these ukze, these woody stems of te'enim, grogros, kelisim, cheruvim, shel truma, asurim lazorim. Not only is the fruit also lazorim, but so are the woody parts. Now earlier we learned that the woody parts do not have the full kedushas hatruma. They are not fully truma. However, the Mefarshim learn, and here I quote from the commentary known as Mishnah Rishona, Nira, he writes, Shafilu ein bohem ochel, even though there is no ochel, there is no edible stuff on these uktsin, on these stems, nevertheless, gozru aleihem, would seem to be only midrabbonon that these stems are also. Hoel umuvloim ba'ochel, because they have absorbed in the natural growth, they have absorbed some of the fluid of the actual fruit. Ukishetolesha ukots, furthermore, writes the commentary Mishnah Rishona, when you pull off the ukots from the fruit, some of the fruit adheres to the ukots. So therefore, medrabbonon, these ukze te'enim ugrogros, etc., are also considered truma, at least insofar as a zor, a non-kohen, cannot eat them. Asurim lazorim. And so we have completed lesson number 48.